This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
We don't have anything. And welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us today. We are live from Miss Basketball. 64 teams from all across the nation in Kearney for the next 3-4 days here, putting on a showcase. The team runs the team that includes Nebraska, Jordan Hooper, a big winner. Just wrapping up here, kind of blew out the team from Oklahoma, kind of a mismatch. First of all, the team from Oklahoma didn't have a lot of players. Second of all, they ran out of gas. They were not in the shape the team was in. It was 19-17. I believe it ended up like 74-39, something like that. Later on in the show, we are set to be joined by Jeffrey Martin from the Wichita Eagle as our Big 12 preview rolls on. Also set to be joined later in the show, Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. All that coming up in the second half of the show. We're looking forward to catching up with college coaches here as well. We are experiencing some technical difficulties, and we're trying to get transferred over here. Having trouble with our phone line right now. We're going to be set to be joined here shortly. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we should be set to go there with the Doug and Daddy Show back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM. Hey, guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel.
Change. That seems to be the theme at this time of our history. Change can be good. Is it possible you've outgrown your current financial advisor? That growth could lead you to a bank with a history of excellence in our agricultural society. Welcome to First Bank and Trust, 125 years of serving Nebraska rural and urban businesses. First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, Eustis, and Imperial, member FDIC.
You can count on us, First Bank and Trust.
Home, a place where you can truly be yourself, feel comfortable, and share with loved ones. Isn't it time you come home? Home Real Estate is here to help you find your dream home.
This is Darla Bruna of Home Real Estate in Hastings. Check out all of our new listings at homehastings.com. And if you are a first-time home buyer, don't miss out on the $8,000 tax credit available now.
Call 402-461-6930 or see us online, homehastings.com. Relax, you're at home.
Hi, this is Lane Grindle. Join us in person as we take it on the road to Hastings for Sports Nightly on the Husker Sports Network, live from Bullseyes on West 2nd and Hastings. We'll bring along some guests like Joe Gans and Greg Sharp. Plus, you get a chance to meet the folks from Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM. That's from 6 until 9 this Wednesday, live all across the Husker Sports Network, originating for one big night at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
Partly sunny skies develop as we head through the day today with just a slight chance for a shower storm developing as well. With highs around 93, winds will stay variable at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see lows around 71. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
Mm-hmm.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, live from the UNK Health and Sports Center. The first of 2 days here on the road is tomorrow. Of course, we're going to be up at the Hilltop Mall for the fourth annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. And we've got quite a few folks that are going to be participating in that. And we're looking forward to that. That's going to be a two-hour show tomorrow from 11 to 1. We've got prizes for everyone that comes up. We've got a chance for even the folks that aren't eating the hot dogs to win something tomorrow, Daddy.
Looking forward to that. Probably the best maybe group of eaters we've ever assembled for the Doug and Daddy Show. Several people with an opportunity to take home the trophy and all that goes along with it.
Well, we will see if Central Nebraska's Joey Chestnut Pug Bertrand can make it three in a row.
Well, we'll see if the Black Kobayashi can take home the prize. Those two factor to be the big favorites, but also Eric Holen out of Loomis Holdridge area thinks and has been talking some smack. He says, have some ice cream around for dessert for me when I get done with these chumps.
Is that the way it works?
Well, that's good. You know, get a little talking going before and maybe a little bit of talking afterwards. So that's good. That feels confidence coming in.
Well, Tony, we've got some news this morning here that involves, before we get into the basketball and the football, and Jeff Martin of the Wichita Eagle is going to join us here in just a little bit as our Big 12 football preview continues. 12 schools in 12 days before we go to Dallas for Big 12 Football Media Days and really get into it. Yesterday we talked Oklahoma State. Today we're going to catch up with Jeff Martin from the Wichita Eagle, and he is going to preview Kansas State football. And he's pretty high on the Wildcats with Bill Snyder's return, so we'll get a chance to chat with him here in just a little bit. And some other news this morning, Dick Buechner has stepped down as the men's golf coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. And that may not seem like a big, huge story, a golf coach stepping down. But Dick Buechner has been with UNK for over 22 years. He's been involved with college athletics for over 50 years. And, of course, as his close friends and acquaintances know, he's had some health issues here the last couple of years, and he's been battling through those. And he's had some assistant coaches and some folks helping him out. And we just wish Dick the very best, because he is truly one of the great guys, and he has done so much. He's also been involved with the Kearney Sports and Rec Committee, the Nebraska High School Hall of Fame. He is the man, and the Nebraska Golf Hall of Fame. And, of course, he was the athletic director at UNK from 1987 to 1996 and then took over the golf program for the last 13 years. For folks that maybe be a little younger that don't know what Dick Buechner did, he has got connections all over the United States. Not only has he coached some football in the state of Nebraska at the University of Nebraska, but also Missouri, Washington State. He was an associate athletic director at Washington State as well. So hopefully Dick can retire and enjoy some downtime and get well and be able to enjoy this time of his life.
Well, he's one of those guys that everywhere you went, any UNK athletic event in which you would happen to stop by, and even if it was a softball game and you were only there for four innings, you seemed to run into Dick Buechner. He was one of those guys that was well-known because he took the time and really impacted a lot of people's lives. And I think, Dick, thank you so much for all you did for UNK Athletics and all the kids that you had a chance to impact their lives.
1-888-455-ESPN is always the phone number. Today with us on location, we'd love to use your emails as well from the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperStation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperStation.com. We're getting ready for the third games here from the UNK Health and Sports Center, and, of course, they're also playing at Kearney Catholic, where the KC Blue Streaks are taking on the Missouri Dream Team in our next game. Here at UNK, you've got an Oklahoma team, Air Hoops, taking on Minnesota Thunder, one of their three teams that they have brought. On the middle court here, it's the Colorado Flight Blue against the Sioux Falls Warriors, and Nebraska's Pinnacle Bank team, which features Kearney's Nicole Arp and Haley Mandelko from Lexington and some other players that you would recognize. They're going to play their first team game of the tournament here against the Minnesota Suns. Team Runza, the Central Nebraska team, which actually Jordan Hooper came down and played the Nebraska recruit from Alliance, they had no problem winning by about 30 in their first game against the Colorado Triple Threat. Every team gets three pool play games, and they go into a single elimination tournament starting on Saturday. Games run all day. The last tip-off tonight and tomorrow is at 9:50, so basketball will be running until about 10:30 the first couple of nights here.
Yeah, most of the Nebraska teams, remember, too, will play again tonight in primetime action. So if you're just going to come out and see some of the area kids, tonight and tomorrow night are great opportunities to do that. In about the 6:30 to a 9:30 time slot, you should be able to see most of them play.
So that's what's going on tonight. Again, you come back, you're going to see some more Nebraska teams at 6:20, 7:30, and 8:40. The team runs the team, plays again tonight at 7:30. And the Pinnacle Bank teams play right before at 6:20. And then the number one girls, the senior girls, there's also the junior girl team. Jesse Marvichka from Ravenna, one of the girls that's on that junior team. And they will play at 6:20 this evening here at UNK. Again, most of the Nebraska teams are featured on the North Court when you come in here to the Health and Sports Center. So they're just getting ready for their 11:20 games here as they clear the court. And when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show in just a little bit, we've got a Big 12 football. We're going to talk to Jeff Martin in just a little bit, but I want to stay with the basketball theme because the Nebraska women this morning released their non-conference schedule. And once again, they will host UNK in an exhibition game Sunday, November 8th. They haven't set the time for that yet, but the UNK women, and we talked to Coach Carol Russell here this morning before we came on the air, they are going again to Nebraska to play on Sunday, November 8th. Some other games that the Nebraska women have is going to be headlined by LSU. A perennial national power comes in for a Sunday afternoon game, December 20th. That's at 105. Again, Nebraska went down there and played on New Year's Day last year and really played a good game against LSU. As far as the other teams that are coming in, Davidson, Washington State, and South Dakota with their program, of course, remembering that they were the Division II runner-up just a couple of years ago. This is a solid program, and with what South Dakota State did last year, they've got some basketball. That's coming up December 3rd
ranked,
in Lincoln.
Ranked as high as, I believe, 17 or 18 in all of the land last
State
year.
State was. This is South Dakota.
Oh, okay.
State was.
Okay, you're correct.
And then you've got a few teams that the Nebraska men feel are too tough to schedule. Davidson, Idaho State, Northern Illinois, and Albany. But they do play a game at Vermont. At Vermont would be their final non-conference game on January the 4th. So that's their 2009-2010 schedule for the Nebraska women. Daddy, some other sports news. Royals not able to get the job done last night. Zach Greinke just gives up three runs in the first two innings, but the Royals continue to not find ways to score runs. It's typical non-winning teams. You score five, you lose 8-5. You hold the other team to three, you can only score one.
Well, that's right. You know, you thought maybe that after the last two nights before the offense got going, and maybe they got a little confidence and the bats were going to get up and heat up a little bit. But you win the first one with Detroit, you lose the next two, and that's something that just kills you before the All-Star break when you're trying to get on that roll you so desperately need.
Doug and Danny Show live here from the UNK Health and Sports Center. We are live at Miss Basketball Day 1. And so come out and catch some, especially if you got a little time over lunch, come out and enjoy some basketball here. Some Nebraska teams playing at this hour, and you'll see some good talent. There's always three games going on at one time, so you never have to worry about if there's one blowout, then on the next court there's probably somebody good. So you can watch that as well. Baseball tonight, closer to home, it is the Mid-Nebraska League Championship Games, and the junior game will be played in Holdridge as Holdridge won the West, Aurora won the East. So Aurora at Holdridge tonight, 7 o'clock in the Junior Championship. And then Lexington will be hosting the Senior Championship. They were the winners of the East Division, and they will take on Ogallala, who won the West Division. Ogallala at Lexington Senior Championship. They've got some very good players over there at Lexington. That's tonight at 7 o'clock at their complex over there at 7 o'clock tonight.
I think Lexington is one of those programs that's kind of resurrected itself. Well, once a very proud tradition, kind of went away, and now they're back, getting back to the top.
Tony, something else we really previewed about 3 weeks ago, but it's if you couldn't find a motel room, one of the reasons why Miss Basketball and the Nebraska Senior Games kick off today. Just a handful of events. They're golfing right now out at Meadowlark Hills, and then there's always track going on, so some of the track and field events get underway at 4:30 this afternoon. At Kearney High's Joe Greeno Field. The wellness walk is tonight. Disc golf is this afternoon. I expect if we swing by Centennial Park, we'll see Tom McCann.
That's a real good chance. He'll be leading the way. They just let him go first, so he can get done in about 12 minutes.
He's
and go
the John
on
Daly of disc golf. Yeah. Go, hit, go, 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 go. So that's what you've got. And then tomorrow, track and field gets going at 8:30 in the morning. Tennis, bowling, and cup stacking tomorrow, and then a lot of the events are Saturday and Sunday. Basketball, tennis, swimming, bowling, the road races, the cycling's on Sunday, badminton, horseshoes. It's all going on this weekend in and around Kearney. It's earlier than normal. Usually this is in August, but this year, because the national senior games are in August, Nebraska moved theirs up, and they are going on this weekend. We welcome everyone to the community for that as well.
Yeah, a couple of new events. You mentioned cup stacking. It'll be interesting to see the turnout for cup stacking.
Tons.
It's a sold-out event.
Oh, they said that was one of their more popular events coming in, one of their new events. So it was in the Kearney Community Olympics here a couple of weeks ago, and it was well-attended. We talked about golf yesterday with Kaylee Konopik winning the Nebraska women's match play over Grand Island's J.C. Stevenson here at the Kearney Country Club, one up. Yesterday afternoon, 40 golfers tried to qualify for the Nebraska Men's Amateur, which is in 2 weeks at Ironwood in Omaha. And there were some very good scores turned in at Meadowlark yesterday. There are five qualifiers. There's about 35 guys that are exempt from qualifying, so that leaves about 110 spots out there for everyone across the state. And so yesterday, 40 golfers teed it up for 23 spots, which is plenty. You know, half the field's going to get through. But UNK golfer Devin Kassler from
I was going to say Ord. Yeah. Ord, America.
He shot 66. That's par and Ord, but that's 5-under at Meadowlark Hills. 66 for medalist honors. That's one better than Chris Kelser, the excellent high school golfer who made his name at Wood River. Five players at 70, including Alex Farrell. Alex Borelli got off work and shot 70 yesterday. John Smith of Donovan, Jordan Reinertsen of Gibbon got a good round in yesterday with a 70, and so did Kenny Stone of St. Paul. And our very own Hacking with the Hub and sometimes co-host on the Doug and Daddy Show, Chris Basnett, went out and shot a smooth 71. He shot even par yesterday. That's good enough for a tie for eighth. So some very good golf yesterday.
You shoot even par, you go out there, you think, gosh, that should be in the top three. No, you get eighth place. Congratulations.
So some other folks from the immediate listening area that qualified, the youngest Reinertsen boy, Riley, he's in.
I got to punch him now, too.
Ben Hansen from Grand Island. Kearney's Ben Porter, Chad Elder, Drew Yeager, they are all in. Tim Davis out of Cozad. Matt Kletzer of Hastings and Jeff Holstein of Gothenburg are all in as well. And again, we wish them all the best of luck in a couple of weeks when they head to Omaha.
Doug, I got to say one thing about the level of basketball going on here this morning. So we've been up here, the last 3 or 4 years, about every year.
15.
Well, yeah, 15, yeah. I haven't done a show for quite 15 years, but we come up for one day. It just seems that in the past, there's teams that are mismatched. I mean, you get some real bad blowouts. But athletically, the teams seem to be getting up and down the court. You've seen a lot of teams, you can tell, have played a lot of basketball together this summer. It is good basketball, so come out and check it out, either here or the Cope Arena at Kearney Catholic.
Well, let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe DeMail is going to join us with FantasyPlayersEdge.com to talk a little baseball. And when we come back, our Big 12 preview continues. We talk Kansas State. Jeff Martin, nationally renowned columnist out of the Wichita Eagle, is going to join us in just a moment on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It was just last week when a Doug and Daddy listener was overheard making this remark.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Guess that about sums it up.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. You have to meet with clients and colleagues, but business travel is a profitability killer. Airline ticket, cab, hotel, tips, meals, ticket alone, $300. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting.com, $49 a month for unlimited online meetings. You can host 5 meetings or 5,000 for $49 a month. It's the award-winning online meeting service brought to you by Citrix with just a click. You can host sales presentations, training sessions, product demonstrations, or collaborative sessions from your desk. No more flying, no more leaving town. The tips alone on a travel trip cost you more than GoToMeeting.com. My listeners in the herd get it free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. How? Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com. Promo code Colin.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous Black Angus Nebraskaland 8-ounce sirloin tip steak dinner for a reduced price of $8.85. That includes a potato and a country fresh salad bar. Dinner starts at 5 o'clock, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon and tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge.
ESPN ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Partly sunny skies develop as we head through the day today with just a slight chance for a shower storm developing as well. With highs around 93, winds will stay variable at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see lows around 71. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 75.
12 days. 12 schools. One child. And two guys.
Certainly take their football seriously, don't they?
It's the Big 12 preview on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Our Big 12 football preview continues here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Yesterday we talked about Oklahoma State to get things underway, which a lot of people think could be the Texas Tech of this year's Big 12. But just as interesting, and maybe for different reasons, is Kansas State as we move into the Big 12 North today. And we are joined by Jeff Martin from the Wichita Eagle to preview the Wildcats. And there are so many questions, but obviously the first one, Jeff, is we see everywhere from people picking Kansas State to finish second in the North to dead last. Your initial thoughts on where Kansas State is heading into 2009?
Well, things to remember. A, the non-conference schedule is typically soft with an era Bill Snyder. B, I think I started off saying A. Yeah, so B, Bill Snyder's a much better coach than Ron Prince. C, defensively, you can only get better. They're 117th in the country last year. Okay? So that's my thing. I look at those things, and honestly, I see six wins right off the bat, you know, just because – because let's be honest. Last year, if Ron Prince beats Colorado last year in Boulder, you know, should have won that game, you know, didn't. You know, we're probably not talking about this stuff. We're talking about Ron Prince getting another year – talking about, you know, oh, is he finally going to turn the corner, whatever. I mean, they were bad last year, but they weren't that far from being, you know, just okay. And I think a lot of the guys are back. Yes, Josh Freeman's gone, you know, we get that. But, you know, you're going to go back to Bill Snyder running the ball 65% of the time anyway. You know, you're not going to be flinging it all over the field, and linemen love to run the ball, you know, how that goes. So it's going to be ball control, and they're going to rely on defense and special teams, and I think that's a pretty good formula.
Well, Josh Freeman opts for the NFL. In comes Carson Kaufman. They were buddies. Both came out of Kansas City. Your thoughts, your immediate thoughts on him stepping in the starting limelight and seeing what he can do?
I'm not convinced he's going to be the starter. Kid from South Florida, Grant Gregory, played behind Matt Grote for a couple of years. Didn't get to get on the field because Grote's pretty good. Gregory has a sixth year. He's coming here. He, I think, is been basically told that he can, you know, probably win this job out. He's more athletic and probably fits more what Bill wants to do. But either way, it's probably going to be a stopgap till next year. But like I said, I don't think the quarterback's going to be asked to do too much. I mean, if there's ever a time a K-State quarterback, you know, with Bill on the sidelines, throws 20 times in a game again, I think that's going to be news.
Well, Bill is the news, I think, right now.
Yeah.
What does he? You touched on it. He's got what they need to rebuild. How do you like what Bill Snyder is coming in as a 70-year-old coach, as opposed to what he was, you know, maybe a couple of years before he stepped down?
Yeah, I think a lot. I think his staff let him down then. I think they stopped recruiting. I think Bill probably wasn't into it. I think he would. think if you really sat down and really, you know, got him to be honest about things, I think you, I don't know if you'd admit that, because he's a proud guy, but at the same time, I don't think the same energy was there. I do think it's there now. And I think it's this thing where, you know, I'm not saying he's going to turn around and, you know, it's going to be Miracle Manhattan Part 2. But I do know that, you know, first year of the new coach, you know, look around the country a lot of times, that's enough of a, you know, a change in energy and a change in voice that it can usually yield something positive. And so I think with the talent they have, I mean, the defense, I think it's going to be the biggest surprise in the Big 12. I mean, I think people are going to be shocked. Coordinators they brought in, Vic Koning and Chris Gosh, are pretty good. And, you know, guys last year on defense were just out of place, out of scheme, just poorly coached, and that won't be the case now. So, I don't know. I feel like they've got something to work with this year. I worry about them down the road. You know, I mean, a lot of those JUCOs that Ron Prince brought in will be leaving now. You have a lot of talent you have to replace. They're not really out there locking kids up right now, you know, trying to get involved with a lot of Kansas kids again. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out down the road.
Jeff Martin from the Wichita Eagle joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jeff, I guess you talk about the quarterback not having to do a whole lot. Well, somebody sitting out there at receiver saying, I want the ball, is Brandon Banks. Now, maybe people overlook him because he's only 5'7", but he was a Big 12 Offensive Newcomer of the Year.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be involved. I mean, I think the biggest thing is that, you know, he's a guy who I think a lot of us, you know, marvel at how fast he is straight line, but I don't think you saw the real shiftiness, and I'm not sure if it's there. But I know that they're going to do everything they can to put the ball in his hands. So, you know, look for more reverses, look for more, you know, bubble-type screen things, maybe even some wildcat-type stuff, you know, to him just so they can get the ball in his hands because he is a playmaker. And on offense, they don't have a whole bunch of those guys. And so, yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of him.
One thing that you touched on was that they want to work with the defense and special teams. That is one area that Ron Prince did have some success with the special teams, and they look to be good again this year.
Yeah, they brought Jeff Rogers back. He's one of the holdovers from the Prince era, and he's really good. He's exceptional in that area, and, of course, that caught Bill's eye because that's kind of how he built the Miracle, you know, basing it on that. They're going to be great. I think Brandon Banks is probably going to fill in. Step in a bigger role on special teams this year, probably more punts and kickoffs and everything, and have to break in a new kicker, but there's a bunch to choose from.
Well, Jeff, can I stop you there and say we're right here in Central Nebraska. We're about 120 miles from McCook, where Josh Cherry's from.
Yeah, I mean, that was the thing. It was like, you know, Josh is pretty positive and enthusiastic about this transition, but I think he's going to have some competition, and I'm not sure if he's just, you know, with the new coaching staff and everything. I mean, Jeff Rogers is a special teams coach. He should know what Josh is capable of. But I know that they've also brought in a couple other kids. You know, a kid last year, Ryan Doerr, who was a transfer, I think, from South Carolina. He sat out. But, you know, he's a guy that, you know, is highly regarded. So I think he's going to have some competition.
Jeff Martin from the Wichita Eagle joins us for a couple of more minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show as our Big 12 preview continues with Kansas State. Jeff, how much does Kansas' success have to do with anything that Kansas State is doing, struggling or doing well? I mean, does that affect them at all?
Yeah, I mean, they've never admit it, but I mean, there's, you know, the first. Let me illustrate this, and I didn't really see it because I'm not from here and everything. But the people who are here were just like hooting and about it. But the first Bill Snyder when he came back, you know, we'd heard certain people were going to be on the staff, but you know, nothing from the athletic department, you know, announcing hires. So the first coach that they announce is Joe Bob Clements, you know, K-State alum. His last job was at KU, okay? So, you know, he went from K-State under Bill. When Bill, you know, left, Ron Prince didn't want him around, so he went over to KU to help out. So he was up with Mark Mangino. When Bill comes back, he comes back over to K-State. And so it's this thing where I didn't see, like, the significance. You know, I just said, oh, okay, he's coming back home. But everyone's like, oh, this is like a shot at Mangino. And, you know, it's like stealing a guy back from – and I was like, really? And then, you know, I talked to a few people, and they're like, yeah, there's no real love lost between, you know, Snyder and Mangino, you know. And you know, Bill's always classy and never, ever say anything, and probably to say Mark's doing a good job. But, you know, Bill likes being in the class of college football in the state of Kansas. So, you know, that rivalry is going to be – instantly to the back up, you know, Prince couldn't beat KU in three tries. So it will be interesting to see how that plays out.
Jeff, come September 5th, when they kick the football off, Kansas State's biggest weakness will be what?
that's really good. I'm going to say it's ability to score points. I mean, I really believe that. I think that they're going to have to find ways to manufacture offense. I don't think they're going to be able to line up maul people. I think a lot of times they're going to be like, you know what, if we get a three and out, it's fine. Let's play field position, do whatever. Let's just not hurt the defense, you know. I think that's where they're going to find out. They're going to find out who they can rely on. I think they've got, you know, behind Brandon Banks, the wide receiver, they got Lamarck Brown, who's, you know, this specimen, 6'3", 225, but, you know, just hasn't really put it together. Played some running back last year because he presumably wasn't a very good fit at receiver, you know, dropped a few balls and everything, but he's there full-time this year. I think them being able to be kind of explosive on offense and make plays and score points is going to be the biggest issue to start the season.
Well, Jeff, we're doing this with all of the 12 folks that we talk to as we make our Big 12 preview. Your preseason predictions to play in the championship game this December.
Wow. I love Oklahoma State. That's where I'm going in the South.
Whoa!
Yeah, I think they're going to surprise people. And in the North, I got to go with Nebraska. I'm not trying to pander to anybody, but no, I just think, like, I think that they're probably the most complete team in the North right now. Probably at the least amount of questions, probably the most solid. You know, I can look everywhere else. I think KU can score points, but I don't think they're going to stop anybody, and I think their conference schedule is brutal. You know, I think Missouri, you know, you can see how you want about Blaine Gabbert, but, you know, until I haven't seen them play yet, and until I see that, I'm not going to pencil them. They lost so much talent, you know? Like, you can't just say, like, you lose Macklin and Kaufman and Daniel, and, oh, we're just going to replace them. That's not how their program works yet. They're not Texas or Oklahoma yet. You know,
Absolutely.
So I don't know. I think Nebraska probably has the least, you know, amount of questions. And so that's why I'd say that they'll probably play for the title.
Jeff, do you have an offensive and defensive player of the year in the Big 12?
Big dude from Nebraska, sticking with the theme. I like him a lot.
Sue.
Yeah, he's a beast. And offensive player of the year, I mean, man, on one hand, I want to be like, you know, I want to go with either Bradford or McCoy, but I'm not. I'm going to go with Dez Bryant.
Oh.
Yeah. I think they're going to have a bigger role. And I don't know if that works, if it's like special team stuff is going to be factored or not, but I think he's going to have a huge role there too. But I like him. I love Oklahoma State. I just think that's the team.
I love it. It's not the norm. Jeff Martin from the Wichita Eagle joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show, breaking down Kansas State and the Big 12. And, Jeff, we look forward to seeing you in Dallas.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Jeff, of all the shows you do, College Football Live on the NFL Network, the Doug and Daddy Show, are we like first or second?
Let me get back to you. I'll give you a no comment right now. But
it's like the Roger Federer Sports Center. I'm not sure you're in the top 10. Oh, I'm in the top 10. Jeff, we appreciate the time. Take care, bud.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Yeah. Nice. Real nice. Jeff Martin, Wichita Eagle, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What do you think, top 50?
I'm going to I'm going to 35.
As soon as we lined up Jeff, I'm watching TV and I'm just going, there's that commercial again. There's
the Federer.
I'm not sure you'd be in the top 10. Ooh, Daddy, Jeff is really fired up about Kansas State. And again, our Big 12 preview will continue on Monday. We've got the hot dog eating contest tomorrow, but Monday and then every day right up through the next week, we're going to get back into the South on Monday and we'll let you know who we're talking to next week. So keep it here tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll let you know exactly who's coming up on Monday. But, boy, he is, he's kind of fired up about Kansas State, and he thinks there's some talent there. I guess the way he talks, the way I look, I think there's some talent there. I think this all depends on what the other teams have, what the Missouri has. We know they've lost a lot. What Kansas comes back with, what Colorado actually has. You know, we're not too worried about Iowa State, I wouldn't think, in the North. But you're looking at some of those North teams. I guess if Kansas State's talent maybe is a little bit better, they're giving Bill Snyder the coaching edge. And I think that's what this has all kind of come down to, the folks that like Kansas State.
But what's the thing that Devon Prince did year in, year out? I think it goes back to bringing in junior college players.
What rhymes with luck?
Sucked. He brought in junior college players. Are they talented? I got to think there's going to be some real struggles there with those kids and Bill Snyder's discipline and the style of coaching in which he has. And I've got to think there's going to be some chaos at some point during the season because of that. which could take a team down. And I don't care what kind of talent you got then. When the deal goes in the crapper, it goes in the crapper.
Well, and I just don't have as much faith there in Kansas State. When you have to rely on special teams and you're putting it all on your defense, I just don't see this as a team that's going to be able to score much. And in a league where last year it was just all scoring, it looked more like basketball than it did football at times, Kansas State's going to have to be able to keep up.
Well, you mentioned the quarterback situation is going to be totally new, too. And to get somebody to settle in there, now whether it's a proven guy that's been in South Florida, maybe taking some snaps there, or whether it's a backup that was behind Josh Freeman and Josh Freeman's good buddy, that remains to be seen. We'll see who settles in there. That's going to be critical also, because somebody's going to have to lead this team. And you can say that, hey, we're going to play ball control, and if we got to go three and out, we want to make them drive the length of the field and whatnot. I still think you're going to put that defense on the field a long, long time, which does not bode well for any defense. And Nebraska found that out a couple years ago.
We've got a lot more coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to be talking with an assistant coach from the University of Arizona coming up in just a couple of moments as he is here scouting Miss Basketball. That's where we're at today, the UNK Health and Sports Center. Doug and Daddy on the road for the 14th annual Miss Basketball Tournament Day 1. And Joe DeMeo will come in with a little work as well with a fantasy fantasyplayersedge.com to talk fantasy baseball. And just a couple more thoughts here on Kansas State, Daddy. They are going to have to look at their defense. I mean, Josh Moore, Jeff Fitzgerald, they're getting some preseason pub there in the defensive backfield and defensive end. They're going to have to step up, and they're going to have to find a couple of these JUCOs or people that nobody's talked about before to be up there and do some good things.
You can have a Aqib Talib back there. If you're not getting a push up the middle, with the way the spread offenses are, Doug, it doesn't matter. It's going to be the defensive line somebody's got to come up and make some noise and get a rush on the passer, because if he can sit back there 5, 6, 7 seconds, it's just too long with the offenses the way they are in the Big 12, and they'll kill you. Period. They'll kill you.
Yeah, so we'll find out. And again, when we get closer to Big 12 Media Days and we've talked to a few more folks out there, we'll make our predictions. But Oklahoma State, he loves Oklahoma State. He loves Oklahoma State. So that's fun. Derek has told me that Joe DeMeo is standing by, so I think before we go to a break, we're gonna catch up with Joe DeMeo here and talk a little fantasyplayersedge.com and see what's going on in the world of sports. So, Derek, we've got Joe. Is he ready to go?
I think he is ready to go here.
All right. Well, let's hook up with Joe.
It's Thursday, and that means we head to fantasyplayersedge.com for our information to see how our fantasy players are doing in baseball. And Daddy's just itching to talk football, and I know we're just about a week away from the release, at least the first release of 2009 in football, but we'll talk a little baseball here first. Joe DeMeo joins us, as he does every Thursday, on the Doug and Daddy Show. And Joe, we got an interesting week coming up because you got the All-Star break where you got some time off, and I guess when you don't have to work on your team every single day as far as day-to-day operations, maybe you can take a look at your team for the second half of the season.
Yeah, no, exactly right. And that's what you should be doing right now, guys, is fine-tuning your roster, taking a look at where you actually stand within the league that you're playing in, where are your weaknesses, where are your strengths, what's your battle strategy for the remainder of the season, how are you going to climb back in this thing, or how are you going to maintain the lead you have, or what's your strategy for making a playoff, or how are you going to get additional points in all of the essential categories in roto formats. This is the time right now to just settle back. You're in the middle, just about the middle of week 13 or 14, wherever we are, and this is the time right now to just reflect and figure out what happens next.
Joe, I guess I always like to look at teams that are maybe surprising people out there and how they're getting it done, and you've always got great insight on that, and that's why I keep going back there. The Seattle Mariners, 4 games above 500 right now. How?
That's a strange story. I think it's probably housed in the fact that they've had a decent hitting from guys like Russell Branyon, Franklin Gutierrez. Ichiro, we all know, is constantly on base. And they've had, fundamentally, they've had tremendous bullpen work from Dave Ardsma. Just tremendous bullpen work from Ardsma. And Jerry Washburn is pitching way over his head. So it's just that combination of, you know, it's a lemony snicket from the point of view of if it's a series of fortunate events. Do not look for the Mariners to stay in the race.
Joe DiMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, with our weekly talk about what's going on in and around the world of baseball. Always like this is a question I can't ever get old with, Joe. What's hot, what's not as we head into the All-Star break?
Well, I mean, essentially, you're really looking to see where your team stands in the overall mix. I mean, you know, where are you with respect to, you know, your competitors? The real area right now that you want to look at is your weaknesses. Is so if you need steals, for instance, go into waiver wires, grab a Willie Bloomquist, for instance, the Royals shortstop slash outfielder. He'll give you some bases. Or if Nigel Morgan is sitting there, this is not the time to fret now about, gee, I'm going to lose a few points in batting average. You've got to see where your weaknesses are. If you need saves, and there's nobody on waivers. Mike McDougal is not there, and guys like that, you know, the what I call tier three closers. And you've got to engineer a trade. You've got to shore up your team. You've got to do what you have to do to make that team stronger and more competitive. But this, you got to really dig in on waivers right now. For instance, just this week, Chris Davis was sent down to the minors to try and get his stroke back. And by the way, he's hitting 4-for-8 there, and I think he'll be back sooner rather than later. But I actually dropped him and picked up Luke Scott. And Scott last night had a home run, 3 hits, 7 RBIs. So what's 7 RBI? We don't want to pluralize that, do we? and so that's the kind of things I'm talking about. You've got to dig into waves. You've got to see where you need to help. When I lost Davis to a minor league assignment, I had to make up home runs and RBIs. I don't count on Davis for runs scored. I don't count on Davis for stolen bases. So the best available player was Luke Scott. And the reason he was on waivers or in free agency is because he was slumping pretty badly coming up to this. Well, my thing with that was the interleague didn't help him because he didn't get the number of starts he would normally get. And he's one of those rhythm type of hitters. I noticed anecdotally that he's starting to come around, so I picked him up and I got paid back pretty nicely last night.
Joe DiMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, the last couple of days, the big news out there is Roy Halladay's name being swirled in trade rumors. Any place out there to you that makes sense for him to go?
No, and I would think that there's no way in the world anyone's going to pay the price that Toronto would probably be asking. They're asking for like 5 or 6 players. The number one pitcher in that team's minor league organization, you know, that type of stuff. And I just don't see that happening. I don't see a team mortgaging the entire season, entire future, just to grab Halladay for a season. If it did happen, it would probably be somebody like the Cubs, who will have to have a win-now strategy. And remember, they rented Richie Harden last year, and then, you know, we were able to retain him. And they're the kind of franchise, especially now that they've been sold to the Ricketts group, that would probably make a big splash because they want to do that for new ownership. But that's about the only place that I could see, offering enough for Toronto to actually get rid of, the best pitcher in the American League and arguably the best pitcher in baseball, maybe just short of Tim Lincecum.
And, of course, there's room on the roster now that Dempster busted his toe up trying to jump over a fence, which
what
we haven't.
What a schmuck. I mean, climbing the fence upside down, breaks his toe. Nobody said these guys were graceful.
Well, Joe, we always appreciate catching up, and I know Daddy, he's bouncing off the walls because he knows next week we can talk football and baseball in the same segment.
Yeah, really cool. I'm looking forward to it.
Joe, take care. Of course, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Check out what Joe has to say. He won't guide you wrong. Joe, thanks so much. Enjoy the weekend.
You guys are great. Have a wonderful weekend. Look forward to catching up with you next
week. Oh,
week.
Daddy. Daddy, you can't wait till next week when we're talking football. That's all you – baseball right now, you know, you're not doing cartwheels over, but football, we start a little bit of that talk next week.
Well, fantasy football is huge, and we will have a Joe DiMeo with their initial preview
Join us from FantasyPlayersEdge.com, and we'll get into that so much more. So much more. It's just like a buffet was put in front of me when you bring that up.
NFL football, of course, our Big 12 preview is continuing, but today the Doug and Daddy Show is live at the UNK Health and Sports Center for day one of the 14th annual Miss Basketball Tournament. And Tony, we talk about it every year, but for the folks that aren't familiar with it or are new to the area or even are just coming in with their team or coaching staff for the first time, this is the time, as opposed to the boys' tournament last week, they were in a dead period. Not a lot of coaches can come in and watch. But here, we're wide open for the girls, and that's what makes this one of the top tournaments in the Midwest.
Well, that's why we're pleased to be joined by an assistant right now from the University of Arizona, and Chance Lindley. Chance, thanks so much for stopping by and giving us a minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Chance, if you may remember that name a little bit, used to coach down at Barton County, and now is on his way to the University of Arizona, and I guess Arizona has some teams that are here that have probably traveled as far as anybody, but that really doesn't have anything to do with what you're doing here. You probably know a little bit about the Arizona kids. You're watching a couple of kids that you're trying to sign and maybe find that diamond in the rough and get the University of Arizona pointed in the right direction.
Absolutely. We definitely try to get out. And obviously, you know, going to the Midwest, there's always some good Midwest kids. I'm partial. I'm from Kansas, so I like the Midwest kids. But, yeah, Arizona kids are here, but there's also a wide range of, you know, levels of talent here as well.
Sam, just watching this morning's action, what's the level of basketball from what you've seen around the nation at other tournaments?
I think it's good. I mean, I think the best thing about this tournament I've liked personally is because I had high school kids used to go here when I coached high school, and my JUCO kids have played here. So, I mean, I'm partial just to the fact that there's a wide range. I think Division I coaches, Division II coaches, you'll see JUCO coaches here, NAIA. There's definitely a wide variety of levels for everybody, which is nice.
What's the difference when you come to a tournament like this and you're looking for a kid that might go to Barton or you're trying to get a kid to move on, and now you're looking for a kid that can play Division I Pac-10 basketball?
Definitely a difference. I think probably the biggest difference I've seen so far is the short time I've been in Arizona is, you know, you're starting so much younger. You know, at JUCO, you're recruiting kind of year to year. You're always worried about that next class, whereas, you know, maybe I'm here now watching, you know, 2011, 2012, you know, like that. So you're trying to catch them a lot younger than maybe at the JUCO level.
Tell us about the Arizona roster. Where are the majority of your kids? Are they right there in Arizona or elsewhere?
All over. I think we're definitely open. You know, you want to find the best kids regardless of where they're at. So, you know, obviously West Coast ties, sure, the Californias, Oregons, and Washingtons are important. Keeping your Arizona kids at home to stay at home is obviously huge. But we definitely travel back east as well. So, you know, just trying to find that good kid for you.
Arizona assistant coach Chance Lindley is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Miss Basketball. What are you looking for? I mean, these kids want to get noticed. What do they need to do besides just make some spectacular plays? I mean, it's pretty tough to just catch you in one day's worth of work or 2 days worth of work.
I think it's tough for both sides. You know, obviously, you know, we have a short time to evaluate it. We're only here for 1 or 2 days, so you kind of – but I think you go into it knowing what you're looking for, whether you need bigs that year, guards next year. I think you kind of know who's going to be graduating the next 1 or 2 years. You kind of have your game plan of what you're looking for. And then, yeah, you may come across a kid that's what on your list. You kind of go, wow, you know, we need to put them on our list. But I think, you know, if it's the kid's sake too, yeah, I think they're doing the right thing. You want to come to events where there are exposure, there are Division I coaches here.
Chance, you mentioned those lists. How long is a list for the University of Arizona and kids you look at? I find it interesting and really, I think people out there have a hard time fathoming how many kids are actually on that.
Sure. I mean,
it's not six or eight. I mean, I'm going to tell you that right now.
It is more than six or eight. You're right. No, I think you definitely, you know, it starts big, but I think it dwindles as time goes on. Either obviously your needs change, the staff, or, you know, commitments to other schools. So, I mean, I think, yeah, it definitely, but it is longer than six or eight.
Chance, give the folks out there a little taste of what it's like to be you this month, because the open recruiting period, or the opening, so you can go watch the kids play, just started Monday, and it runs throughout most of the month, and you're all over the place. So kind of give them a little itinerary of what's on tap for you and what most of the coaches are going through.
Okay. Yeah, no, definitely. We started on Monday. Personally, I was in Texas for the last 3 days, here for 1 day, and then out to Chicago for 3 days, and then on to Bloomington, Indiana for the last three. And then we get home. We dead period. It's like the 16th through on the 21st, 22nd. So at least a little downtime to kind of regroup. But, you know, that's the time that you can recall kids and coaches. So now you spend that time, you know, either calling the kids you've always been talking to, or, you know, maybe a few new kids in your list that you had developed, obviously. And then the second leg starts in the 22nd all the way to the end of July. You're out again. I'll be in Vegas and San Diego personally.
chance of the you cannot talk to these kids today. Is
correct.
That right?
No, nothing. No communication. Well, I mean, parents.
You're dropping napkins with your phone number on them. I understand that.
But, throwing your business cards out the table. Yeah. No. With the parents, AAU coaches, nobody. And no communication until the dead tier starts back up.
There's a lot of talk about. I mean, we're seeing kids that are 8th and 9th graders and younger committing to colleges and things like that.
Sure.
It is a dog-eat-dog world out there in the world of recruiting. What has your head coach, Nia Butt, said to you about the selling program, or what has the coaching staff come together as the selling spot for Arizona?
I think, obviously, location. I think, Tucson's a beautiful city. We're blessed to have, a wonderful campus with a lot of support, in the community as well as around. And I think, Coach Butts, speaking about her, I mean, she played for Pat Summitt for 4 years. She won 2 national championships. So she knows what it takes to win, to get it done. And obviously, and she's got a lot of ties overseas, WNBA, that kind of thing. So I think kids that want to come here and then also move on to the next level, I think they're very confident our staff can hopefully get them that way.
And Mike Stoops is there.
There you go. I don't know if he's helped us sign a kid yet, but you never know. It's very possible.
Yeah, usually when we talk to football, there was a lot of pretty girls there and all that, or baseball. I don't even want to get into that discussion at Arizona about how the guys
How do the teams get along? You and the men's team, Lute Olson just retiring and doing all that?
Great man. And Russ Pennell obviously took over for this past year, and wonderful guy. And obviously, look enough to have Coach Miller come in. And I think the AD there does a great job. He has great hires. Speaks for Coach Butts herself as well as Sean. So we get along very well. We understand that every program wants, the more every program does well, the better off Arizona is. So I think, we all root for each other. And if we can help volleyball out or men's basketball, it helps us all in the long run.
Yeah, I find it interesting because of all the networking that goes on with coaches. Mm-hmm. And, it's weird because, you got a lady played for Pat Summitt, won 2 national titles. Goes on her own way, is at Kentucky, and why you? And it's like, well, she recruited my kids, and we got a relationship. I mean, it's just far-reaching, and is it amazing when you show up at tournaments and go, oh, there's...
Yeah, no, it definitely is. I think the work you said is relationships. I think you develop those and build those, and hopefully your character speaks for itself. And, I said those doors open. I would never dream that, obviously, being a Barton only for 1 year, and 1 year later I'm now in Tucson. I wouldn't have guessed it, but, it worked out, and I got a job, and thank goodness. Wanted me on her staff. So.
Chance, last question. We'll let you get back to work over there. Tony asked you at the start about the level of play. What about the way this tournament, now that there's 64 teams, compares to these big national tournaments, like you're going to Chicago and you just came from Texas?
Sure. No, I think there's good and bad to more. I think, the positives only having 64 teams is that it is almost all in one facility, so you can truly get a feel for and watch the kids consistently and see them, where I think some of the other bigger tournaments, it may be over 5 or 6, 7 venues, and unless you bring 2 or 3 on your staff, it's pretty tough to cover everybody. And while you're driving back from one gym, the other gym probably already get started. So, I mean, it's tougher to cover. So, yeah, I think, there's maybe less talent overall, not because it's a bad term, it's because obviously there's less teams. But I think the talent is here. You truly get a chance to evaluate it and see it, thoroughly.
Chance, obviously disappointed in the officiating, most of it, especially on the middle court.
That's everywhere you go. I mean, let's be honest. Every level, that's just part of it.
Well, Chance, we'll catch up with you again when Arizona's in the NCAA tournament.
I look forward to it. I appreciate you having you guys.
Chance, thanks so much. Chance Lindley, assistant coach at the University of Arizona here at the Health and Sports Center at UNK. As we continue on with the Doug and Daddy Show, we will be back with more, a couple of updates, and we'll also update you on the condition of Tim Keneally, the Shattuck State coach, former UNK coach who was injured over the weekend. We've got some new information. We'll tell you about that right after this timeout.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We turned down the volume on all the radios in the building during this hour so as not to irritate the boss.
StubHub!
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Listen up, sports fans and concert fans. When it comes to tickets, StubHub is the place to go. The world's largest ticket marketplace with a great selection of tickets to every game or show. Selling tickets? You can list them on StubHub. Reach millions of other fans looking. It's that easy. NFL and college football, folks, they're almost here. Buying or selling, StubHub backs everything with their Fan Protect Guarantee. Go to StubHub.com or call 1-866-STUBHUB. That's 1-866-STUBHUB.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam. Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a Trane.
Summertime, summertime, summertime. Now, it's different for everyone, but if you say those words to me, two things come to mind. Backyard grilling and softball. We're going to combine those two this Saturday at Builders in Kearney. Hi, this is Scott, and we're giving away three grills this Saturday at Builders. Plus, we're going to help out the Kearney Girls Softball Association. Stop by from 12 till 2, where for a $5 donation to the Softball Association, you'll be eligible for samples off the grills, you'll receive valuable coupons and vouchers, and an entry to win the grill of your choice. We'll give away a Traeger pellet grill, a Weber charcoal grill, and a Weber gas grill. And remember, you must be present at 2:15 to win. Plus, there will be Kearney Girls softball players offering fundraising car washes from 10 till 4. All proceeds will go towards the purchase of new equipment for 9 to 18-year-old recreational softball teams. Come support girls softball, have some great food, get some great coupons, and win a free Weber or Traeger grill. This Saturday at Builders in Kearney, where we do summer best.
Builders does it best.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Partly sunny skies develop as we head through the day today with just a slight chance for a shower storm developing as well. With highs around 93, winds will stay variable at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see lows around 71. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 75.
And back on the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from the UNK Health and Sports Center with the 14th Annual Miss Basketball Tournament. But back at the studio is our producer and engineer, Derek Stenson. And Derek, you have finalized the hot dog participants for the 4th Annual Hot Dog Eating Contest tomorrow at Hilltop Mall. Why don't you let us know who's all on the list?
I do have the finalized list here. We have 13 names, a pretty long list this year. We have Bob Hamer. We have the defending champion, Pug Bertrand. Is that two-time defending champion? Is that correct?
Two-time. So he's trying to equal Joey Chestnut's three-year run.
He's going for the three-year there. Josh Jeldon. Eric Holen.
He's got no chance. Jeldon, we can handicap the field a little more, but Jeldon, no chance.
Eric Holen also there. He seems to be a favorite, guys.
Okay.
Adam Niemeyer also in there. Matt Meister, Sean Evans, Jeremy Schulte. We have Taylor Grahams, Clayton Jeffries, Andy McCarter, Tyler Davenport, and Tyler McCarter as well. A lot of names there.
How do you scout some of those boys coming in from the West, Tony?
You don't know because they hide out. they lurk in the weeds, and all of a sudden, you know, just when you don't expect anything, boom, they pop a big one.
I think maybe Pug's going to have his work cut out for him tomorrow. He's not going to be able to leisurely stroll across the finish line.
No doubt the best field ever assembled for the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Championship.
And again, prizes for everybody. And even if you're not in the competition, we invite you to come out and join us. We're going to have plenty of Troutman's hot dogs for, we assume, everybody that's going to be there. We've got some prizes that we're going to be giving away just for folks that are watching. We will be underway with the Doug and Daddy Show from 11 to 1 tomorrow. The Hilltop Mall, air-conditioned. Their sidewalk sales are going on, the indoor sidewalk sales, we should say, at the Hilltop Mall. We will start the show, as always, at 11 o'clock. and all the participants need to be there at about 10:45 to get signed in so we can get ready. We'll start eating the dogs somewhere between 11:15 and 11:30. They get 30 minutes to do that. And hopefully no reversals. We are very saddened that Melody Pettit has decided not to re-enter the competition this year because I thought she wanted to come back bigger and stronger and better than ever.
I'm not sure we did. If it was going to be the same result.
Well, no. She obviously went into a new line of work out there at NTV. She was modeling some stuff the other morning on the Good Life show. I was flipping through the channel. There she was. So she said, I'm moving on. I'm moving on.
Fair enough. We love you, Melody.
11-1 tomorrow. 11-1 tomorrow. And most of the hot dog eating will go on between 11:15 and noon. And then the prizes will be given away and all of that. So that's coming up tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Our Big 12 preview continues on a Monday. And right now, the third set of games here at the Health and Sports Center. And, of course, don't forget there's also games at Kearney Catholic Hope Coliseum. But three at once here. The Pinnacle Nebraska team doing what we expected them to do with 3.5 minutes to go in their game. The senior team is beating the Minnesota Suns 69-33. The Oklahoma team, SCU Air Hoops, is taking care of the Minnesota Thunder right now with about a minute and a half to go, 46-17. And that little scoreboard in the middle game is very little, so I can't see it.
It's 63-32. It looks like that game has concluded. For some strange reason, that one's ahead of those two officials never called a foul. There's a reason. Also,
okay, Austin and Jeff, don't worry about it.
Also, it is nice to see the Pinnacle parents all getting along over there, and no lawsuits have been filed yet today. So.
Wow. No, we love the Pinnacle kids. And again, congratulations to Haley Mandelko of Lexington, along with Nicole Art from Kearney, and they are playing on that team from the area. The junior Pinnacle All-Stars will play.
McIntyre with a steal.
Jesse Marvichka. From Ravenna is on that team, and Centura's Courtney Aiken is also on that team. Got a chance to see Ken Cook and Larry Bleach. Of course, a lot of people know Larry, the former Gibbon coach. Ken Cook, a Hall of Famer, one of the winningest coaches, stepping down at Freeman after this last year, and they have been running the show here with Pinnacle for a long, long time. So glad to see them, and I guess we're about ready to wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tomorrow it's a hot dog eating contest. We want to thank all the folks that joined us today. Jeff Martin of the Wichita Eagle as we broke down Kansas State football. Joe DeMail from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Also, Chance Lindley, the assistant coach at the University of Arizona here in the gymnasium. And also, I want to tell you that we promised to update you on Tim Keneally. As you may have heard, as we talked about on the show yesterday and on the sports earlier this week, he was injured in a diving accident in Florida on Sunday. Apparently, as we talked with Coach Carol Russell, he was an assistant for Carol here. She said she talked to him, and I guess very, very lucky. The doctor said about 1% of people that suffer the injury he suffered come through it with a clean bill of health, and they think that he will be able to do that. He still has some numbness in one of his arms. He will have to wear a neck brace for at least 6 weeks, but he's already been out to Denver to see specialists out there, and they have put him through the paces, and they've went in and done what they've had to do. But it sounds right now that even though, of course, just a few days after the accident, there's still some pain, some numbness, and a lot of things you got to work through.
That would be the least of the worries for what could have happened.
Everybody very optimistic about his outcome and his prognosis. So that's very, very good news that the Shadron State coach Tim Keneally looks like he's going to come out of this what could have been a horrible accident in good shape.
Yeah, certainly. If everything is on the up and up and the road to recovery is beginning already, that is great news.
Well, let's get out of here, Derek. The last minute, we'll roll on out of here. And remind you, if you missed it at the top of the show as well, Dick Beechner is stepping away as the men's golf coach at UNK. But that's after 22 years of service, so he'll be getting out of the athletic field. And we wish Dick and his entire family the best, and hope to see him soon. He's a great member of the community and done a lot for the sporting world in the state of Nebraska.
Certainly has, Doug. And any award that goes Dick Beecher's way is certainly well-deserved.
That's going to wrap it up. We sure thank you for joining us today. If you missed any of the show, you can check out our podcast. It's posted a little bit later today at ESPNSuperstation.com. Brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Courtyard. If you're looking for a place to enjoy the evening while you're in town this weekend, check out The Courtyard.
Check out those bacon-wrapped shrimp.
Oh, bacon-wrapped shrimp. Music every night. It's outstanding. And, of course, they sponsor the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tomorrow, the hot dog eating contest. We'll see you at the Hilltop Mall. Till then, for Big Daddy, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!